Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is A Place to Pray. Have you ever noticed that some places seem better than others for prayer? Certainly, we can pray anywhere, but even Jesus seemed to have a preferred place and style for prayer. When he wanted to draw closer to his Father, he went to the mountains to pray. He sought out a place of solitude. I recently created a small chapel in my house. Do you have a preferred place to pray? Allow me to share how my prayer chapel has helped to improve my prayer life. Let's face it, we all battle sin. We are in constant spiritual warfare. Temptation never stops. I think we can all attest to that. Through my ministry, I have encountered many people whose sins have evolved into dependence and addictions. Sin leads to vice, vices turn into habits, and some habits become addictions. We are fighting a battle against the evil inside of us. Sin begets sin. When we sin, it becomes easier to commit that same sin again. Our sins can cloud our conscience and corrupt our judgment. It stands to reason that if we are in a never-ending battle between good and evil, then our prayer life needs the fortification of well-developed habits. Our best defense against sin is an unceasing prayer life. We need to build strong prayer habits. Sin tries to undermine our determination to spend time in prayer. Sin offers up excuses and obstacles to interfere with our prayer time. A strong prayer life requires consistency. We each have our unique style and preference for prayer. However, I believe we would all benefit from finding a quiet space for uninterrupted prayer. We need time for reflection. We need time to complete a thorough examination of conscience daily. We need time to allow the Holy Spirit to help us see our own flaws. We need to authentically present ourselves to God with all our foibles. Our prayer life should be deliberate and habitual. You could even say that our prayer life should become a positive addiction. It should be something that we cannot live without. Allow me to tell you more about the chapel I set up in my home. It has had a very positive impact on my spiritual life. A picture is worth a thousand words, so I have included some pictures of my chapel on my website. I tried to build an atmosphere and ambiance that whisks my mind away from the world and places me in the proper disposition for prayer. During my prayer time, I have Gregorian chant playing softly in the background and the scent of frankincense wafting in the air. I use candlelight and a dim table light for lighting. I really feel God's presence in this special place. In addition to the chapel, I also established a new regimen for my morning prayer. My prayer procedure has rapidly become a new habit. Here is my procedure. Upon entering the room, I genuflect and kiss the Bible that is placed on a small table or prayer altar. God is present in His Word, so for a few minutes, I just sit quietly and listen for His voice. Then each day, I read one chapter from the Bible. Following this, I read the daily readings from the liturgical calendar. I read one or more commentaries about the reading, or I listen to them online. Next, I recite several personal prayers that I have written, followed by prayer petitions for everyone on my prayer list. After that, I rest in God's presence and read several chapters from some good Christian book. I conclude by asking for our Blessed Mother's intercessory prayers to her Son to remove any knots that have my life tangled up. I depart the chapel after inviting Jesus into my entire day. Of course, there are many other opportunities for prayer throughout the day. This is my prayer procedure. What is yours? Do you have a designated time and place to pray? If not, have you ever considered one? Our prayer life is our best defense against sin. Creating a special place for prayer has been beneficial to me. Fortunately, I had an extra room to turn into a dedicated chapel. Maybe you don't. Perhaps you can make a small prayer closet or dedicate the corner of a room as your special place to pray. I do believe that if possible, setting aside a special place to pray can help to bolster our commitment to pray. If you have your own unique place set aside for prayer, please take a moment to tell us about it by posting it on our comment area on our website. Thank you. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I love to sit in your presence and pray. The world can become a noisy and distracting place that pulls me away from you. Please guide me to the best place to spend time with you. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.